much know how to measure traditional media. But when you throw in social media, then it starts becoming a different ballgame. I'm sure you've seen and read the many, many blog posts and news articles about how quality trumps quantity. Quantity is not important. It's not important how many followers you have, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yes and no. Quantity by itself is not going to do anything, but quantity is going to help your efforts scale, which is why the number of retweets, the number of followers you have, the number of Facebook fans you have, the number of times your YouTube video is viewed and so on, all of that is still going to be important to your organization, because often a huge surge in volume is going to help push your program over the edge. But that surge is not going to happen unless you actually have a quality program. The other factors that are really, really important to measure and keep in mind when it comes to social media are the influence factor and the engagement factor. How influential are your followers? How, when they ask someone to do something, are they actually really going to do it? And how engaged are they? When you ask them to do something, are they going to do it? When you talk to them, do they talk back? When you ask them a question, do they answer? So all of these factors are important when it comes to measuring social media. Now, I have two case studies that I wanted to talk about very briefly, and I know this is a bit of an abrupt jump to this slide, but we're not able to use video on this platform. So let's imagine that you're watching right now, or you recall the Old Spice videos, and I know everyone has seen those because we all just had a wonderful, wonderful time with the Old Spice viral campaign. It was hugely successful, and we loved watching the Old Spice guy make those videos and respond to various people. And when people started asking, though, is this really successful, you know, this is getting a lot of buzz, what does this really mean? Is it really successful in terms of driving sales for Procter & Gamble? Well, this was part of the answer. They were getting some immensely valuable media time from outlets like NPR and Computer World and Business Week on the mainstream media side, Read Write Web, and so many others, Mashable, and pretty much everybody picked up on the Old Spice viral campaign on in the web world. And certainly from the social media and the social network point of view, it was getting a lot of play on Facebook, on Twitter, and YouTube as well. I actually pulled these images back in July when I was preparing for another presentation, because I thought it would be interesting to see what they were like then and what they're like now. So you can see just from these screenshots the number of comments on this Facebook page that Old Spice had, and just at the time the number of channel views and number of subscribers that Old Spice's YouTube channel had. And then just a few days ago, actually a week or so ago, people started sharing the case study from the Old Spice viral campaign. And this is really interesting. I actually pulled this graphic from the Digital Buzz blog, and the video case study is also up there, so you'll be able to go and look at it if you like later on. But you can see how many views and hits and followers and so on the campaign received. But what's really, really important is what I've circled here, which is that the campaign increased sales by 27% over 6 months since launching. In the last 3 months, sales were up 55%. Now, you can say all of that, well, they launched the ad on Super Bowl Sunday and so on. That really has nothing to do with the viral campaign. No, but in the last month, sales were up 107% from the social responses campaign. So you can really see what an impact a well-executed and a well-planned campaign had on one of the largest brands out there. Now, everyone's not Old Spice, everyone's not Procter & Gamble, everyone doesn't have the resources to put into play when it comes to creating and implementing something like this, let alone measuring it. So what do people like you and me who don't have those resources do? Well, we're going to look at what some folks did last year when they created the Pledge to End Hunger. This was a joint cause marketing campaign that was created for Share Our Strength by a company called MediaSource, and they partnered with Tyson to pull this together. I'm sure some of you are familiar with this, but I'm going to go through it for those of you who are not. And the web URL that I've included is still live, so you'll be able to go and see more about the campaign after this presentation if you'd like. So what the Pledge to End Hunger really wanted to do was see if they could use social media to create a nonprofit case study on social media and cause marketing. They teamed up with Share Our Strength, as I said, and they had some very clear goals. They wanted to raise awareness of childhood hunger in the U.S. They wanted to give people the tools to take action as well. So they wanted to do something in a very, very concrete way. Now, they had some very clear ways that they were going to track the success of this campaign, and as you can see, I've outlined some of them here, how many signees they got for the pledge, how much money they raised for Share Our Strength, click-throughs, and so on. They did something else that was very smart. While this was certainly a campaign that was driven primarily by social media, they also partnered with the folks at South by Southwest, and they had what they called two champions, Chris Brogan and Beth Cantor, and they involved these champions with their program and encouraged the champions to tweet about it and talk about it, because they figured that if they could get these champions on board, that these champions would reach out to their attendees and people who are attending their sessions and their followers. This would also interest what they call the active Twitterati and bloggers, folks who are active in the social media world, and their wild cards, people who are 2 or 3 degrees separated from them. But then they did something else that was very smart. They realized that they had quite large databases between all of the organizations, so they made sure to utilize the corporate and nonprofit email databases to let their contacts know of this program as well. And I'm going back to this slide because I want to show you how beautifully they weaved all of this together on one single platform. When you go to pledgetoendhunger.com, you'll see that they have 3 ways that people could get involved. They could give, volunteer, or they could share, which meant that not only were they giving people one thing to do, they were giving people 3 things to do, and that was very, very smart. So when you look at it in its entirety, it was really a well-coordinated campaign. They had a great story that they were able to tell with some compelling numbers. 1 in every 6 children goes hungry, and if you click once, whether you retweet or whether you respond to a blog post, you forward something, one click feeds 140 kids. And since Twitter was a very important part of this campaign, they tied in the 140 character reference here as well. Their strategy, as you can see and as you remember from the slide I just showed you, was to have that standalone online hub and have all of these other social media platforms act as outposts that would direct traffic back to the website. And they had a really easy and a triple call to action, as a matter of fact. And we've already talked about some of the tactics that they used, but some of the additional ones were creating very easy to download and easy to share avatars. And I'm sure many of you use that. I know I did. I replaced my Facebook avatar with the Pledge to End Hunger one, as well as my Twitter profile as well. Hashtags that people could include when they were tweeting or blogging about it, and badges that people could use on their blogs as well to help share information of the campaign. Now, if you remember, when we go back to their goals, they wanted to get 1,000 pledges in 7 days. Their results far exceeded that. They got almost 5,000 pledges, 380% more than their goal. They got the first 1,000 pledges, so they actually wanted to get over a period of a week. They got those in little more than a day. They had more than 19,000 visitors to their site, raised $28,000 for Share Our Strength, and out of those, 95% of those were first-time donors. So think of what a great boon that is for that organization, who now has this immense new database of people who have volunteered to share their wallets with them, who have basically said, we think what you're doing is good, and that's a great way for Share Our Strength to open that door just a little bit more and try and convert them into long-time donors. They had 2,600 members to their Facebook cause, and from aiming to serve a food bank in one city, they were actually able to catapult